Hello and welcome back to Cabincast Reacts. I'm Oliver and I'm joined by Jamie.
Hello.
And Emily.
Hello.
And we are back with more The Owl House. This time we are on episode nine. We did eight last time. Something ventured, someone framed. I wonder what on earth's possibly going to happen in this one.
I wonder if someone gets framed.
They do like their puns in these shows. With this Ungravity Falls and Amphibia, they've all got pun titles.
I appreciate good puns.
Yeah, the puns are good. So yeah, last time we had a fun one with some body swap stuff going on. Very entertaining. Let's see what happens this time. Starting in 3, 2, 1, now. Ah, oh, Gus.
Paper. That's not quite right.
I mean, sure, but not for why you... Those aren't real. That's a rock, another rock, and some soil. That didn't take much. A Gusisode.
Yeah.
That's legitimately what they're called. Looking cackling.
Hmm.
Gus.
Oh. That's not gonna work, Gus.
Good job, Am. He, in fact, does not.
No.
That's terrifying.
Just a bit.
That's why do you want to be president so bad? Damn it, Gus. His voice also sounds kind of familiar.
It does actually, doesn't it?
The sport. Of course, this would be where they are.
Yeah.
Jojo. Pretty horrendous watch. Do you trust him?
Nope.
No.
Oh, I like that.
Mother, no. That's very good. I don't trust you.
Yeah, like it's an upside down skull with sewed eyes. Don't exactly know what he won, but.
Oh my gosh, shut up.
Hmm.
My god.
It's attention.
That's very terrifying.
Yes, it is. I went well. Uses her teeth a lot. Nice. Ow.
still alive. Oh, it gets throwbacks at Edith's time.
Yeah.
I like
to push these stuff, afterwards. But... they're very good.
That's very funny.
I need to go back and read these.
Yeah. They're great. There we go.
What? Where is it?
That is the thing. There you go. I'll let you guys go back and read through those.
Yeah.
That is the episode. It's another fun one. Get a little bit more Gus. And of...
to take the city.
Oh, horrible puns.
Yeah.
Who's that? That German Ellen Club raised an army of abominations to start a food fight in the cafeteria after her sister Lilith's munch money was stolen. Oh, so she did that initially for a good cause.
Yeah. Not all the stuff that Edith does is just intentionally negative. But...
the abominations then gained sentience and then revolted against Edolin.
Yeah.
That deformant, unlikely line stopped the giant version from showing Hex. Starts
off with a good mean and it ends up being really bad.
Yeah.
Hex the school spell to sing the famous pop song Since You've Been Conned. At least for 5 hours, it can only be stopped by pitting the school bells against each other in a fight over who's the better boy band, Babies to Boys, or 2 Seconds to New York. It was a horrible day that no one was allowed to go home early.
I like that pun of Since You've Been Gone. It's like, Since You've Been Gone.
Yeah.
And then Clawthorn was at it again. This time she found 2 giant bug things that really just tore up the place. Oh man, I'm so tired of writing these things, and now I'm writing down what I'm thinking. I hope no one actually reads these. I should take a day off. It's been years since my overlord let me take a day off. Incident 2601. Incident 7662. Edlin Clawthorn let the school griffin out from its pens. Fed it spicy snacks until, oh my god.
Vomited all over the grudge.
Instead of cleaning it up, I ate a donut. My friend's always telling me I should practice self-care often. Why, you know what? Why not? I deserve it.
I like little sprinkles as well on the page.
Great fun. Great.
That's so good.
Yeah. Oh dear.
I like how the thought started off as a rapport and it was like, you know what, I don't like writing these.
Yeah, understandably.
I mean, once you've written 1,000 to one student, I imagine you'd start getting a bit fed up.
Yep. Indeed. But yeah. There we are. Yeah, like we said, another fun one. That's not super. It's not super relevant to like the wider story in and of itself, but we get a bit more about Edith's backstory, and we also now know that Luce is going to be going to Hexside at least a bit, and learning some more magic there.
It's nice to see Edith doing that for her, because initially she was like, no, I'm going to teach you. You don't need anything to do with the school. It's like, I can't do this, and she needs this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has been consistently growing as a person already with just this small amount of time with Luce, looking after the babies, and then here, and all of that stuff. So, yeah. There we go. We'll leave this one here. Almost coming almost halfway now.
Oh, are we? Ooh.
On episode 10 next time, and 20 episodes, I think, in a season. So, yeah. Until then, thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Cabincast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under Cabincast and on YouTube. There are uploads there on my mind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/cabincast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.